When Yanukovych fled Kiev, one of the things we learned was that he had a private dining hall in the shape of a pirate ship, which is kind of weird but also interesting, and I'll tell you why. You see, writer Alina Simone was born in what's now Russian-speaking Ukraine, and when she's feeling a little nostalgic, she heads to Gambrinus, a Russian restaurant that's also got a pirate theme. It's in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn, a neighborhood where you hear lots of Russian.
About twice a year, I hit Brighton Beach, usually with another Russian friend. We grab some comfort food, enjoy the sight of women wearing leopard print unironically, and make sure to pick up some really bad vodka in a Kalashnikov-shaped bottle. A lot of us Russian-born Americans have a love-hate relationship with Brighton. It's a time capsule that manages to combine both the reassuringly familiar and the super uncool aspects of our Cold War youths.
It's the same. People are not changing that much, you know?
That's Ina Litus. She's been working as a cook at Gambrinus for 2 years, but has lived above the restaurant for almost 10.
Russians live on Brighton Beach, and they will live on Brighton Beach. So I cannot say that it's changed. Nothing changed, actually.
Even the names don't change. Ina is also my mother's name. Tonight, I'm not accompanied by my usual Russian nostalgia seekers, but a group of Americans. Our table includes a three-year-old, a female sword swallower, and two vegans. I'm mostly worried about the vegans. As my Russian grandmother used to say, if it isn't meat, it isn't food. I shouldn't have worried. The plate of pickled vegetables our waitress puts in front of them looks like a page torn from a food magazine. And I seriously want to faceplant right into their bowl of fried potatoes. Despite the tourist-trapping pirate statues and fishing nets, Gambrinus is still very much a local hangout, a fixture on the boardwalk scene for over 20 years now. As our waitress, Svetlana Castro, explains, people love this restaurant. Some customers come here up to 5 times a week. Not every restaurant can claim that. Around 50% are regular customers. To sit here in the summer, peel some raw shrimp, have some beer outside by the ocean after the beach. It's hard to imagine Brighton Beach without that idyllic shrimp-eating scene, but Hurricane Sandy shut all the boardwalk restaurants down for a month or more. On the other side of Brooklyn, my husband and I spent the storm bored at home, binging on Arrested Development. Out here, Gambrinus was flooding, and Ina was in serious cat rescue mode.
I cared about my cats that I have at home, so... Like, I was swimming. I was coming home because we got stuck in a car with my brother on Neptune Avenue, so I was swimming to get home. It was crazy.
I feel like there's a metaphor here somewhere. This is where my friends and I come to remember our fresh-off-the-boat roots, to laugh and to drink and celebrate our lost accents. But when the storm hits, we're sure to be someplace else, someplace safe. It turns out I'm only the latest in a line of Brighton Beach nostalgia seekers. You could even call nostalgia seeking a long-standing tradition here. The owners of this restaurant opened it in homage to the same restaurant in Odessa. It seems like they really missed it and decided to make another one, another seafood beer hall. The original Gambrinus looks just like this one, Svetlana told me. Dark wood, pirates, and lots of beer. And after 130 years, I'm happy to learn, it's still there. For the world, this is Alina Simone, Brighton Beach, Brooklyn.
You can get a taste of the pirate theme at Gambrinus. We've got photos at PRI.org.